Recording in progress.
Okay, I'll just give everyone a minute to join. Okay, my name is Detective Jim Parent. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the February 28th, 2022 EMS Advisory Council meeting. The time is now 3:31 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards. Municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chances of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of this meeting can be made and that all parties can be heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during this meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will get a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you'll be muted again, and the advisory council, the advisory committee, or administration will respond as necessary. Each member of the public shall have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the EMS coordinator up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the EMS coordinator during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. And everyone, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, as everyone from the advisory council joined here, I'm going to do a roll call. Mr. Dacey. Mr. Dacey's present. Chief Mosier. Present. Councilman Kahn. See you. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Kayla Green.
Present.
John Scarpa.
Present.
Patricia Farmer.
Present.
Evan Shigashi. Evan, I just saw him. Yep, he's muted. Dan Klebanner. And Ozzy Guzman, I see him. All right, we do have quorum. I did send the meeting minutes from the January 31st meeting out prior to this meeting. Is there a motion on the floor to dispense with the reading of the minutes and approve the minutes?
DC, so moved.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. All right, the ayes have it. The meeting minutes have been approved. Now we'll move on to the unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business?
Yeah, if I could speak.
Go ahead, Ms. Green.
So it's to my understanding that this is a council that offers recommendations. It was also that the concerns would be brought forth from this council to the Piscataway Township Council meeting. The Township Council met on February 15th. I didn't see any mention to what the recommendations were for that Township Council meeting. It was approved in the minutes that State Kayla Green made a motion to recommend Piscataway Town Council that dispatch them the closest available BLS unit to medical emergencies, regardless of affiliation, which was seconded by Patricia Farmer, and the motion passed unanimously. I know that the next meeting is March 2nd, so I would again like to make the motion that the concern of closest available unit be brought to the table at that meeting.
I can address your concern. The previous meeting minutes were just approved. So as soon as this meeting is concluded, I will send the January meeting minutes to the council, town council. Okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Is there any other unfinished business?
I do not have any at this time, but I did receive a message from one of our providers. They would like to be let into the meeting. I'm not sure what to do exactly.
Yeah, there's no one in the waiting room, but as they come in, I will be admitting them.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Is there any other unfinished business?
I did have a question just to follow up on some of the things that were discussed at the last meeting to see what the result was.
Okay, good. Is Ms. Farmer? I can't see you on the screen.
It is. I'm sorry. Yes, Patricia Farmer. One of the things we discussed was collection notices that would be given either at point of service or distributed to township residents so they would understand the procedure and who to contact were they to receive service and get a bill. I just wanted to know, has that been done? Has that been sent out?
Yeah, I can comment on that. That'll be coming out in the quarterly newsletter. It's at print right now, so it should be out shortly.
Any other unfinished business? I'm sorry, go ahead, Ms. Farmer.
Sorry, I had one more. We had discussed the possibility of having the same medical director to coordinate services from JFK. It was Dr. Felderman, I believe. And I just wanted to know if there was any progress on that or if that's still something that we're looking into.
Mark, do you want to comment on that?
Sure, no problem. At this point, I did have the conversation with our medical director, Dr. Felderman. He recently signed on to be the paramedic program director for Union County College's paramedic training program. At this point, there's actually a fair amount going on with the state in regard to Union County as well. So he does not feel that he has the capacity to take on anybody additional at this time. He's open to revisiting that as a possibility moving forward. But as of right now, having just signed on as the medical director in January, his plate is pretty full.
Okay, any other unfinished business?
I have one more thing.
Go ahead, Ms. Green.
So North Skelton for this past month were dispatched 8 times. Everything is echoing. So they were dispatched 8 times. 6 out of the 8 calls were mutual aid into Edison. 1 call was canceled on scene, 2 calls prior to responding. 144 hours with only 5 patient contact. We're looking for clarification on logical because after an operations meeting on February 10th, it was that North Stone is no longer 4th-through unit, but instead JFK will make the decision to use the best available unit or most logical unit, but JFK will be prioritized since they are the contracted EMS service for Piscataway. So the clarification on logical, I just feel like it's not quantifiable with metrics. Is it a response time? Because we're in building. Is it equipment? It's not our equipment. We have 2 EMTs always on the truck. So what isn't logical is my question to the council about closest available unit at this time.
I guess I'll comment on that first. It has to do with the people that are on supervisors at JFK's dispatch. And I think the most logical is, as I said, when we spoke about this at last meeting, by positioning of JFK's resources, and if one of those resources is transporting to the hospital. And, you know, the other two squads are on the north side of town and further down on the south side of town. That then a call that comes in from halfway, you know, center line of the town up towards North Stelton's district, then North Stelton would be dispatched. We also have to keep in mind that there is a contract, and I've spoken to Mark about this, that, you know, we need to try and keep everyone happy in this situation.
I'll add the same as I did in that operational meeting. That contract specifically states that there shall be 3 units provided by HMH. It doesn't state what it needs to say on the side of those ambulances, and there is no subcontracting clause. Again, Mr. Bober has stated multiple times over that JFK is more than willing to work with us, the same as they do in McCutcheon, Sayreville, Plainfield, and Edison with their volunteers. They do have automated vehicle locators. That is something that we could put in there. And it was really, Chief, it was really just disappointing to hear you say in that meeting that you're not going to dispatch the closest available ambulance simply because you don't want to deal with tiffs that might happen where people argue about who was closer. So I'm not sure.
Sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead and finish them off.
No, that was really about it. I do think there's some room for improvement. I do think we could utilize resources better, and I'm not really sure I understand that as logical when JFK is fully capable and has proven and said they're willing to dispatch a closest available unit that could be pinged on their screen.
All right, first of all, this is Raj Gumi, Township Attorney. First of all, the township is restricted. So there's public building and contract laws. You know, they made a bid based on the fact that they would be the dispatched unit. And regardless of the fact that they're having 3 units, that's part of the coverage they're providing. But they're actually providing, you know, we're obligated to actually dispatch them as part of the contract. Now, I know we were walking, you know, in communication with them, but I don't think there has been, and I'm just stepping in from Mike Baker today, but from my understanding, I don't think there has been a formal communication from them that they're willing to waive that term of the contract and the bidding specs to do this yet. So, you know, you may have had conversations with them, but, you know,
nope.
I'm not sure just who it is. Yeah, so, I mean, if you have someone that specifically said it, yeah, happy to, if you could provide their name and I'll have
sure, to, I'll just
be
send
happy
you,
to talk to them. So.
Absolutely. We can send you a link to the last meeting.
All right.
So, Bober had mentioned last time that there was projected to be 165 calls per se, and then he stated that there were more like 600 calls. You know, we said, hey, when's the time that's most helpful to be there? You know, I know that this works in other towns where, you know, they were built into the CAD, they're able to respond, it's closest available unit. They also have strains, right? Plainfield doesn't even have an ambulance right now. So JFK gets pulled in other things too, and that maybe allowing for flexibility within that contract, which says that it can happen, right? Amendments can happen. That if JFK says, okay, we're willing to have them come and help us, right now there's a national shortage. I'm seeing pre-hospital, in the hospital, right? I'm an ER and ICU nurse, right? Times, getting trucks there, getting patients to the hospital, it's affecting everybody, not just in New Jersey, nationwide. We're saying here, we're able to help you. What do you want us to do? Obviously they're getting their projected calls and then some. What's the line drawn that we can't help? And we're saying we're here to be public servants. So let us do what we can do because we're in the building here.
I understand. And I think, and you know, I think North Stelton has been already included back into the dispatch protocol. You know, again, I'm just covering for Mike Baker, so I don't have full knowledge. But from what I understand is that, yeah, we're willing to, you know, we don't have full say because there is a contract, there's bid specs, we can't just automatically determine what JFK will or will not do. Regardless, we have us and North Shelton has been included back in the dispatch protocol, but there is enough coverage. I don't think I've heard or been provided with any information that indicates that there has ever been enough coverage and there's been an adequate response time so far. So
we have 144 hours where we only made patient contact four times. You know, like, we're trying to do more. Yeah, we're being dispatched, but we're going into Edison. I mean, the majority of that was into Edison, and obviously I'm not gonna pull any of that until April because it's too soon. You know, but if Edison volunteers are coming into Piscataway to take calls and we're not able to take calls in Piscataway and we're going to Edison, you know, how is that helping the residents of Piscataway? As somebody who lives in Piscataway, and I, you know, I pay taxes and I believe in this organization and what volunteers can do, you know, can JFK then outline what they want from us and kind of do that together?
You guys are tax funded, correct, Kayla, by the district?
For District 4, yeah.
So you guys are going as a taxable entity into a different municipality, essentially?
Correct.
Huh. I know what you're getting at, Evan. As a mutual aid type situation, there was never a problem with that. The problem began when North Stelton wanted to basically contract nights with South Plainfield EMS, which the township would not be in favor of, and in fact put a stop to that. So before I forget, just let me touch base, Evan. Anything that goes to a township attorney, I think, as you've been instructed, has to go through that EMS EMS email address. Don't email the township attorney directly.
Okay. I would ask the same if the township attorney has anything that they would like to send towards us. Please do not approach an officer of the court and ask for it to be sent to me through a tertiary pipeline as well.
I don't know what you mean by that.
What does that mean, Evan? You're
it's the same thing. You know, the words. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Okay, guys, let me just step in for a second. This is still unfinished business. I want to keep the meeting organized and moving along.
I was not actually, Mr. Mosher, I was not talking about South Plainfield. I'm not actually exactly sure what you're talking about there. I was referring to a document that came from the public safety director and the mayor himself back in 2010 that says all municipal assets, at least for fire, should be prioritized before you go out of town. So I was really just running with the mayor's words.
Okay.
Is there any other unfinished business? I don't see any hands here. New business. The meeting is now open to new business. Is there any new business?
Yes. I would like to speak about some of these things that happened in this operational meeting. Some of it was touched on separately. I had not intended to bring it up during, you know, unfinished business. I believe it does go here. We were told by Mr. Baker that the River Road Rescue Squad would not be utilized by the township for at least months to come. I believe, as Mr. Moser said, at least months to come. We were told multiple times that we have to get our act together or clean up our act. And I was just wondering if someone could clarify what that means.
I think since Mr. Baker said that and he is not here, I think we should hold that to allow him to answer that.
Okay. Well, Mr. Mosher, you had stated it won't happen for at least many months. So being that you did have input on that, can you tell us what you're looking for?
Well, Evan, I think this ties into, I had a motion to bring up. So we would like to recommend and make a motion that Piscataway Police Township Council and JFK HMH outline expectations and stipulations in order to begin to be able to respond and be acknowledged for closest available unit. You know, volunteers are just, it's part of a system. We're not just one person. It's not one organization. Everyone here in this meeting is here to help Piscataway residents. But understanding that, you know, it's going to one day affect us personally with our own family and friends, that if something happens right side outside of North Stelton's building, or, you know, one of the firefighters, somebody goes down, like, whoever's there closest, that's who I would want to help my family member. But I need to understand what the expectations are and what your stipulations are, if that could be outlined, and I'm recommending to have it in writing, that we can then make these changes to uphold what your expectations are of us. because I don't fully understand what you need from us to make that happen. And anything that you need us to do, we're willing to do that.
Absolutely.
All right, so Ms. Green, you want to make a motion that JFK and Town Council outline expectations for the current rescue squads?
Yes. So what we need to do to be able to respond, stipulations.
Okay.
What they need from us.
Is there any discussion?
I do know that our out-of-service record was brought up multiple times. We've done our very best. Our out-of-service record was mentioned in a verified complaint that made it to Superior Court. It was mentioned in a council meeting by the mayor. It was mentioned by Mr. Mosier on Piscataway TV and in his letter to the editor for Tap Into. Those records have been OPA requested. The township has been unable to provide any of those records to substantiate any of those claims. And this is not a shot at anyone else. You know, 2020 was a heck of a year for all of us. But overwhelmingly, those out-of-service hours were actually the brunt of North Stelton, which is the entity that the township's choosing to work with at this time. But Ms. Green has spoken to that. Again, you know, COVID did happen. It affected us all differently. And, you know, we what nobody knows is that myself and Ms. Gina Patel, the EMS captain, would text constantly to ensure that if one agency was out of service, at least the other one was in. So there would never be a lapse of service, which was never brought up. It was also stated that we are an unsuccessful bidder and therefore we cannot work with the township. However, in that PCTV piece, Mr. Bober spoke to the fact that there was a large incident on 287 for which they needed additional ambulances. These things do happen. And they stated that Robert Wood Johnson was their mutual aid partner. And we'd like to point out that Robert Wood Johnson itself is also an unsuccessful bidder. And we feel that this is a really unfair treatment. So if these two claims can't be substantiated, we'd really like to support what Ms. Green is stating and just know what needs to be outlined, because so far we haven't heard anything that we can't meet or haven't met. We're kind of just still at a loss as to why this happened.
Okay, any other discussion?
We will work to outline something for North Stelton.
So you're refusing to do anything for River Road.
Mr. Goomer.
Yeah, I just wanted to, Evan, I just want to correct some facts. I think you stated that nothing was provided in the open request. I think that was a while back, but I briefly remember reviewing those documents and there was records provided. So I'm not sure. I just wanted to correct the facts for the record that you say that there was, you know, there was no records responsive to that request. So from what I remember, they were clearly provided.
That's not what I said. I didn't say there weren't records responsive. I said there weren't records to substantiate the claims. We found over the time
frame. That's opinion.
It's not opinion. You guys provided the records. So I mean, numbers are numbers.
Records and the records provide. The records provide that fact. So
they provide one call miss.
Determine.
Okay.
So
Ms. Green made a motion for JFK and the Township Council to outline expectations of the rescue squad. Is there any other discussion on this?
With the car.
No, my understanding is it includes both rescue squads.
I said, yeah, rescue squads. Go ahead, Mr. Scarpa.
That was going to be my concern, was her motion was for both squads.
Great. Rescue squads. Is there a second?
I don't know if I can vote.
I'll second it.
Mr. Shigoshi seconds. All in favor to make for JFK and the Township Council, make a recommendation that the Township Council suggests that JFK and themselves outline expectations of the rescue squads. Please say aye.
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 And those opposed? Noted. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Is there any other new business?
Yes, I was reading over the ordinance and I see that a NEMSIS report is required. I believe someone had actually requested the NEMSIS records. For those that are not aware, who are on the call, who might not be involved in EMS, NEMSIS is a national standard for EMS reporting. These standards were adopted by, I believe it's the Department of Health in the state of New Jersey to cover EMS dispatch centers. Piscataway has a primary public service answering point, a PSAP. And they hire EMDs, emergency medical dispatchers, and under the law would be required to report for all medical calls for which they intake and dispatch. It was stated in the OPA request that there are no records responsive because they don't fall under the statute and they no longer provide EMS dispatch or call intake services. So I was wondering, Mr. Goomer or Mr. Mosier, can someone please explain that? Because I saw a job posting for Piscataway Dispatch and it says that you guys need them to be EMDs for your EMS fire.
So, Mr. Jagoski, I'll reply to that one. I actually reviewed that EMS report and the reports were provided for November and December. So I'm not sure where you're saying that there are no records responsive. In regard to January and February, there were no records responsive. I could have sent you a blank Excel spreadsheet with blank cells, but there was no point. It was a blank document. And the reason for that is that JFK is reporting as they are the dispatcher and the entity providing the services are actually providing the reports themselves directly to the DOH. And so the township does not have those records in their possession. Does not mean they don't exist. Does not mean that they were not submitted to the DOH. It's an OPA request is for records in the township possession and we did not have.
Okay. I'm just reading what I found online. It says emergency medical services dispatch center means any communication center which provides service in connection with the coordination of requests for emergency medical services, including but not limited to call intake, call processing, emergency medical dispatch, call triage, unit assignment, and dispatch and tracking of any emergency medical services provider or other first responder. And I believe Mr. Bober, in there, correct me if I'm wrong, in your initial submission for the RFP, you offered a one button call transfer and the township, I believe, turned that down. So Mr. Goomer, are you guys still providing call intake and call processing? Or has that since ceased as well? I honestly have no way of knowing.
I will look into it and let you know. I can't answer that question. And we'll check to confirm that we're doing the process and reporting appropriately to the DOH.
Okay. I was more worried because it'd be hard for Detective Parent to provide this if it wasn't there. I was trying to make it easier on him. Mr. Mosier, as chief of the police department, which has a dispatch center, are you still providing call intake and call processing?
Yes. The initial 911 calls still come into this building.
Okay. And they're screened there, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I honestly would have no way of knowing. Thank you.
Okay. Any other new business?
I have another one. So North Stelton, we'd like to make a motion to allow for dual dispatch of North Stelton EMS whenever North Stelton Fire is dispatched. North Stelton EMS was created to support the fire side. It's my understanding that we're no longer able to respond with fire to calls. I'd like to make the recommendation and motion that North Stelton EMS would be able to again be dispatched simultaneously in the green light to transport if a situation arises. JFK Hackensack Meridian will still have their three units within the town to uphold the contract, but North Stelton EMS would be able to offer rehab and transport services when North Stelton Fire is dispatched.
Okay, any discussion?
So Chief,
this is just a...
From work, how does that fit into what we're doing right now?
Right now, North Stelton does not get dispatched with their fire. I don't think that was stopped from the township side of things. I don't know how it was how it ended, or if there ever was a full protocol for North Stelton's EMS to be dispatched on every call. I don't know the answer to that.
Starting in September, for all general alarms, it was North Stelton Fire and EMS. And now we haven't seen a fire and EMS dispatch since September. So once they stopped dispatching EMS, it was done.
When did it stop?
In September. There hasn't been a BLS unit dispatched with our fire company since September 3rd. And the concern I would have, and you also being a former firefighter, if something's going on scene and somebody goes down, time is of the essence. I mean, granted, you know, I understand the concerns of the contract.
But is Manny on the call?
Yeah, Manny just joined. Let me see if I can find him.
Chief, I wouldn't even have a problem if our BLS rolled out on the fire tones. I mean, whatever makes it easier, but I just don't want to get into an argument or a disagreement.
No, I don't think
being able to move.
I don't think that would be the concern. I do have a concern about dispatching EMS on any call that we go to, a fire alarm activation. I know we can make the argument that nothing is routine, but the less emergency vehicles we have screaming through the streets, the safer we all are. So I would just like to talk to Manny about that and sort of lay that out. But as long as Mark doesn't have a problem with it, I don't see a problem with dispatching them to the calls that we work out for Northstone.
Yeah, I don't believe we ever made any change, so I'm not sure why they stopped being dispatched with the fire trucks. I don't remember talking about any change.
I don't remember that either. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, Chief, I'm just talking about from what I see with tones going in. There hasn't been a North Stoughton rescue tone dropped until we started picking up calls again this month.
So just clarification.
Any fire call, any structure fire or anything, it was pretty much a kind of by the seat of your pants. And granted, knock on wood, we've been lucky, but we're one call away from kind of getting caught and, understanding moving resources around town. But, we also don't want to
those
Hackensack units.
Mark, do you have a problem with that?
JFK has no objection.
Yeah, let me talk to Manny. I'll get with Manny and we can iron that out.
So is that worth not going to the motion and leaving it to you and the chief to determine? And
yeah, I don't. We do have to keep in mind that these are recommendations. If you guys wanted to put it on paper that we spoke about it, I certainly don't have a problem with that. But I'll work on it with Manny and we'll get that laid out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The only concern I would have is going back to the beginning of the meeting, Mr. Parent, you had mentioned that, or Detective Parent, you mentioned that no recommendations can go to the town council until the minutes are approved. Now, in this case, we had a meeting a month later, so the minutes will get approved today. The recommendation about closest available resource will now present to the town council in March. We won't get a report out on it till April. In a normal meeting schedule, that motion would have been made in January. The minutes wouldn't have been approved till April. We wouldn't have gotten a report out on that until June or July. So
yeah, I understand. So you want to make it quicker that once the motion's passed and the recommendations are made, they're presented to the town council quicker.
Yeah, Mr. Gilmer, as long as that's possible for us. Otherwise, if there's motions out there, we're definitely gonna have to meet
to have as long as approved. I'll do this. If I send the minutes via email and I get responses that they're approved, I will forego waiting until the next meeting to send them if that's appropriate.
Are we legally allowed to do that? That would be my concern.
Sorry, Raj.
Chief, yeah, let me just, we do have to comply with OPMA. Let me figure out a process that we may be able to approve minutes prior to an additional meeting. I'm not sure we can. That being said, we may be able to, the problem is these are oral motions. We need to confirm them prior to sending them to council, so we're not providing the council with inaccurate information. And that's why approval of the minutes was previously necessary. Let me think through a method to speed this up.
Yeah, because my only concern would be that everything that this council puts together, there's going to be a 6-month lag before we get a response on anything. And I think that just kind of gums up the wheels and doesn't allow us to move in a forward positive direction. And I think that's the goal.
Yeah, no,
whole group.
Makes sense. Let me think through the Public Meetings Act and seeing how we can do this to speed it up.
I think that what we're speaking about right now with the dispatch on North Stoughton EMS and fire, I don't think we need to motion that. As soon as tomorrow morning, I'll speak with Manny and we can get that moving. If we're if the red tape is standing in the way of progress, that doesn't make much sense to me. So we have to keep in mind that these are recommendations to the town council. I can have conversations, you know, with the mayor and Mr. Dacey, and we can get these things done much quicker than minutes and meetings and approving minutes.
Evan, you had your hand raised?
Yes. I'm a little lost here. Maybe someone can explain it. Chief literally just said the red tape doesn't need to stand in the way of progress, and we just agreed to more about to change a dispatch policy. Mr. Bober agreed to that ambulance dispatch those calls, and
we can't hear what you're saying.
That there was a contract.
You're breaking
the contract.
Evan, can you reconnect? It's hard to understand you. You're breaking up.
Okay. Is this any better? Hello?
That's better.
Yeah, it might be better. Go ahead.
Okay. You just said, you know, red tape need not get in the progress of things. Sorry if it's more of a paraphrase. But, you know, we just kind of verbally agreed to change the way things go a little bit in town with EMS and the dispatch thereof. After, you know, starting this meeting off about 30 minutes ago, stating that we couldn't do that. So I'm kind of just if someone could just explain why it's okay in some instances. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm sure there's things I don't know. I'd greatly appreciate it.
As I stated before, Evan, we've never had a conversation about not sending out the ambulances with the fire trucks. So that was never brought up between me and Tom or anybody else. So we're not sure why that happened. And Tom is going to fix it. That's why. So there's no change to anything.
And that's accurate. In this regard, you know, it seems like this isn't an action that the township is taking, more so just a correction of an error or some, you know, something. So if, in this case, I would take the position that the township is not taking an action per se, just fixing whatever went wrong.
I mean, I have a letter here from the chief. Where it says that this is an exciting time as we now have three ambulances stationed within the township 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to handle all EMS calls within the township. There will be some operational changes for you to be aware of at major scenes when you're in need of a BLS standby unit through dispatch, JFK will respond. And it goes on to say JFK will not provide a rehab unit. So it would seem as though some thought went into this.
That indicates that that seems to indicate that North Stelton would still continue to provide rehab, which they were doing. So that's why, you know, I think Mr. Dacey and Mr. Mosier, Chief Mosier, have indicated that, you know, there was never a talk about preventing them from doing rehab services. And I think that's why it's being corrected. So
rehab versus transport are two separate services that we usually have two trucks for. One truck is designated for rehab. So I'm not being rude. It's just one truck. Literally, we take care of the firefighters. We check their vitals. We, you know, provide water, and we're monitoring them to make sure that they're okay. But if something happens, there's always a second ambulance that is dedicated for transport. So, you know, if we're getting dispatched for a CO alarm, you know, it's not providing rehab services. We go with the fire for the CO alarm. But if there's a resident that's not feeling well, can we then transport, or does JFK then have to be dispatched? So that's where I think like the confusion and misunderstanding happened. It sounds like you're saying that we can go with fire, which I'm all for. I would love that. But will there be red tape that if somebody does need to be transported, which is different than just rehab, can we still transport?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So are you satisfied?
That's contradictory to the letter. That's why I was confused, because it said that you have to call for a JFK.
As I remember, we tried to get North Stelton to respond to rehab and get this off of the ground when we were first getting this off of the ground in September, and there was some resistance to that. So this is what we call moving forward and growing. I don't think we need to belabor this point any further.
So again, so is this rehab or transport? Because we just said that they could transport a resident. This is, you see, we're changing things. We're slowly moving in a direction where we can utilize these assets, but we're not saying it outright is what it feels like. So I just, to be honest, you know, like,
I mean, they're allowed to transport in the town. He said that we can transport then. He's saying he has no problem. JFK saying, hey, it's okay. We give you that go ahead to do that. They just agreed to let us do that.
Right.
Okay. Evan, I think, I mean, so then I don't think you should fight the township when they're trying to work with everybody and facilitate things. Yeah. So, you know, if you, you know, have feel that there's a contradiction, so be it. But I don't think we need to fight over something where the township's willing to work with North Southland to get.
No, I'm
so
confident with Ms. Green said, and if you're agreeing that North Southland is allowed to transport in the town and they're allowed to be used in the town for EMS purposes, for transport purposes, as long as everyone's agreeing to that, because it's not what was said earlier, then that's fantastic news. And I'm not fighting it. I'm just looking for clarification.
I understand North Stelton was on dispatch, and I understand now the chief has said, you know, clarified what's going to happen with fire dispatch. And so I think there's no need to argue about what prior communications there were. The township was working to, you know, willing to work with them. So I think we should just keep moving forward.
Okay, Ms.
Not an argument. Instead of fighting.
Let me just make sure this is crystal clear. This pertains to North Stelton Fire Company.
Okay, Ms. Green, you made a motion. Do you want to rescind your motion for now, if you're satisfied?
I am satisfied, so I'm going to rescind the motion, and thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other new business?
I would like to ask why it is then that North Stelton can be utilized in multiple capacities and the River Road Rescue Squad simply cannot. I think, and that's what I was gaining. And Mr. Goomer, like, it's really not a fight. I'm not here to fight. I'm not here to argue with anyone. I'm sorry if it comes across that way. I'm trying to wrap my head around really what's going on here, because it seems to be we're treating, you know, two different entities differently. And there's another letter penned by the chief that says River Road Rescue Squad has no place at the table. So I'm attempting to understand, having gone through the records provided by the township, not seeing the out-of-service records that were mentioned, not seeing the missed calls that were mentioned, and seeing that other unsuccessful bidders are indeed allowed to work in the town. I'm really just trying to understand what we need.
I apologize, but what other unsuccessful bidders are allowed to work in town?
Robert Wood. They were unsuccessful, correct?
They're on the dispatch protocol, but they're not on the contracts, and that's
correct.
Hackensack's dispatch protocol, and that's their decision. So
Hackensack could dispatch us then, is what you're saying. So if JFK Hackensack chose to dispatch us because it's their choice, they could utilize us as a mutual aid asset in town, based on that reasoning, correct?
I'd have to talk with Mike Baker, because he's the one knowledgeable about the contracts and the bid specs. So I wouldn't want to make a statement, you know.
And I want to
otherwise without being accurate.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goomer. This isn't new business. This would be old business that we talked about previously. Is there any new business?
You know what? I'll make a motion. I would like to motion that the River Road Rescue Squad be treated as equals and peers of the North Stelton Rescue Squad, that any decisions made for the North Stelton Rescue Squad also apply to the River Road Rescue Squad, as legally applicable by law.
All right. Mr. Shigoshi made a motion that any decision that is made as far as North Stelton also apply to River Road. Is there any discussion?
I would just, this is Mr. Goomer, just, you know, as applicable to law is a good additional condition, partially because there is also whether, I know there's the discussion as to the condition and there's going to be a written submission to the squads as to what they need to do to meet the standards. I think that should be an additional condition to this resolution, that anything applicable would have to meet those standards.
Yeah, I agree with that wholly. And I think by stating applicable to law, we would get a definitive answer as to, you know, what limitations there are to make sure that whatever's done is applied to equally.
Again,
that's all we're looking for. So, sir.
Yeah. Again, these are all recommendations to the council. They're not actions. But definitely you can go ahead and do that resolution and you know, we'll get forwarded to the council.
Can any other discussion?
Outline what, like, can we go through with the first motion about what the expectations are? Because what River Road has to offer is different from what we have to offer. Like, we are all volunteers trying to surf this bad away. But if these things are outlined and we both meet those standards, then we can say that.
Yeah. But,
I mean, River Road is responding to calls. They're in service more than what we're doing right now, you know, but I can't say that we should, like, they have to be the exact same, because we are two separate serving Piscataway. And if we get these outlines, then we know better how to fix what we need to fix internally.
Yeah. And you know, that's the concern, is that, you know, they are two separate entities and you guys operate differently. You guys don't bill out to patients. They do. They've indicated in their bid submission that they were moving towards a for-profit entity. You know, you are two different organizations, and I don't know if we can treat you equally because of that on the way you proceed with that type of care and billing. But I mean, then again, I leave that to the chief, and I also have to review the bid specs and contract, and I'll speak in back making for this.
I would like to clarify, Mr. Goomer. Oh, my apologies. I didn't mean to speak over you. I'd like to clarify that the River Road Rescue Squad made no moves towards a for-profit entity. There are plenty of entities out there that do fee-for-service. The River Road Rescue Squad has never and will never, at least as long as I'm here, utilize a collections agency. That's just not what we do. There's also no reason to raise tax or even request tax money from anyone if everyone has to pay for insurance. That money's there. There's no reason not to utilize it. And the feeling of this organization is why we do what we do. But we never sought to change the structure of our organization to be a for-profit. That is, so we just like to clarify that. Ms. Green, I know we are separate, but you know, we should be given the same opportunity is what I'm getting at. And obviously that, you know, if operationally things are a little bit different, I'm sure we could hammer that out as those changes are made. Just equality is what we're looking for.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Mr. Goomer, go ahead.
Yeah, just I think in your actual bid response, I can pull it up just to clarify. So I don't want to confirm it, but I think you did provide four profit. I think the other difference between two organizations are, I think you have paid employees. I don't think North Shelton has their full volunteer service. So there are substantial differences that I'm not sure there should be a blanket, blanket procedure that everything that applies to everything that applies to North Shelton should be applying to River Road. But, you know, I leave that up to the committee to make that recommendation.
And North Shelton is
paid employees. Yes, we offer to have paid employees in the future should we have one, but we didn't, and we don't have any paid employees currently. So there's no one here, myself included.
Okay, any other discussion on the motion? All right, there's a motion on the floor to recommend to the town council any decision that is made in regards to North Stoughton Rescue Squad also applies to River Road Rescue Squad as applicable to law. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Guzman? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Opposed.
The noes have it. The motion failed. Any other new business?
I'm sorry, for the record, who voted no?
Roll call vote. Mr. Dacey, there's going to be a roll call vote. Recommended as town council, any decision is made in regards to North Stoughton Rescue Squad also applies to River Road Rescue Squad as applicable to law. How do you vote, sir?
No.
Chief Mosier?
No.
North Stelton? Ms. Green?
No, but we can revisit this later on. I think we need to get the expectations outlined first, but right now my answer is no.
Ms. Farmer?
I'm going to say no for the same reasons as Ms. Green.
Mr. Shigoshi?
I'm going to say yes.
And Mr. Guzman?
Yes.
All right, the noes have 4, the ayes have 2. The motion failed.
Okay.
Is there any other new business?
I just want to know, when will the quarterly report become available from JFK HMH to us? If that's a thing. I don't, like I said, I know that it's due for like the quarterly report, and how do we go about getting like a copy of that?
Mark, you want to comment on it?
Sure. So we submit a monthly report of all data and metrics over to Piscataway PD for the contract, and the quarterly report will be the same. I believe the belief was we were going to get it onto a regular quarterly schedule. So we should have the wrap up of the last quarter of 2021 over relatively soon. And the first quarter of 2022 will be that way at the conclusion of March. But all of that will be submitted as usual over to Piscataway PD.
Thank you.
Okay, any other new business? Okay, any announcements? I'll start. I have 2. The annual report for the rescue squads is due prior to April 1st. So I'm going to send out an email in the next week or so outlining the requirement for the annual report. And also the next EMS advisory meeting date is April 25th at 3:30 p.m. Any other announcements? Okay, this is now the time for public comment. If any member of the public wishes to speak, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will get a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The EMS Advisory Committee or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, hi, Matt Phillips, Canterbury Court, Piscataway. I have a couple things to go over. The first question is, what is the status of finding a permanent EMS coordinator? As you can understand, as being an EMT, wearing 2 hats in the same municipality usually doesn't equal much success there. So I'm looking for the status of that. Also, where is the job posting listed? Because I did not find it on the Piscataway website, unless I'm looking in the wrong spot. And to comment about all this back and forth with letters from Tom Mosier to the departments, which I personally find to be disrespectful and unprofessional. And the way that he's treating, singling out really River Road Rescue Squad for no apparent reason. When asked why they can't provide service, he, you know, pawns it off on to somebody else, even though he's made a statement about, you know, being several months. With everything circling in the news and the media about discrimination lately with Chief Mosier, I'm just wondering, is this motivated by some sort of discriminatory mindset towards the chief of River Road Rescue Squad, who is Jewish? That is honestly where I feel it's headed right now. And judging by his demeanor, his tone of voice, and his overall facial expressions on Zoom, the guy just seems like a total person that is unwilling to work with anybody. He just seems, quite frankly, like an ass. So I'm just wondering what the what the comments on that are.
Sorry, Mr. Phillips, I'm going to pause your timer too. If we can just keep the comments polite, I'm going to unmute you when you're ready and then restart your timer. Okay, sir.
Sure. I also believe that the township is confused between Mr. the difference Phillips. Between. Can you guys hear me now?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I believe that there's also some confusion with the township regarding fire rehab versus having an ambulance on scene of a fire call. It is my understanding that NFERS, which is the fire reporting system that the fire departments use in the state of New Jersey, that when you file this report, you are mandated to put the EMS agency that was on scene with you. I actually confirmed this with the fire chief of another town while on this call. So there is a difference. You know, rehab is dedicated, as Norris Stelton said, to the scene. That is a dedicated asset. Having an ambulance on scene for transport is something different. And I think that needs to be straightened out, because JFK, if they're not providing an ambulance on a fire scene, needs to start immediately, as they would be in violation of NFERS and what the state mandates. So I think it's only right that, you know, if North Stelton can be dispatched to North Stelton fire calls, then why can't River Road be dispatched to District 2 fire calls? I mean, you're talking about fire calls, and to be quite frank with you, no paid agency wants to staff a truck on a fire scene, because they'd rather be doing the transports and generating revenue. It's not, you know, a slight towards any paid department. It's just the facts are the facts. You know, if the truck's not transporting, the truck's not making money. And that's where I will.
Okay, 3 minutes is up. Thank you for your comment, Mr. Phillips. Is there any other public comment?
I don't have a public comment, but it's okay with you. Detective Parent, I'd like to distance myself from that a little bit. His comments made me feel a little uncomfortable, and I do not share any of those sentiments.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment?
I'll just comment on the part about moving forward on an EMS coordinator. Detective Parent will be attending the EMD and the 911 dispatch classes within the next short order. And then I will move to have him made the full coordinator.
Thank you, Chief. Any other public comment? I don't see any other hands raised. May I please have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
All right, 4:28 p.m. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.